Hello, GWA Backstage. This is Talking Smut, doing the yes-no kinda questionnaire that was put together by Captain Jericho. Captain, my captain, thank you for this. I'm umming and ahhing a lot this morning because I'm not feeling great and I'm kinda grumpy, so I'm just gonna work my way through this as a way of getting myself into recording things for today. So we'll start at the very top. 60 questions, should be fun. Do you sing? Yes, I do. Actually, not bad either. Or at least people tell me I'm not. My party piece is the Sweet Transvestite from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which I do reasonably well, very much like Tim Curry did. Do I dance? Not particularly well. I've tried to learn ballroom, and I'm not good at it. So I dance in my own specific way, very slowly sometimes. I dance from a certain point of view, if you know the reference. Do I exercise? Yes. Kind of got to. Do I play video games? Oh, yes. I'm a big fan of things like Borderlands 2 and World of Warships. Do I play an instrument? I play the Irish drum, the Bedran, and I play the bass guitar. And I play both of those quite badly. I'm going to have some tea. Do I play a sport? No, not at the moment. I used to play rugby. And at school, I was on the rugby B team and the cricket team. I was 12th man, because I'm not that good at cricket, but I was very enthusiastic. But these days, I do not play a sport. Rugby fucked up both my shoulder and both my knees. So, not so much now. Do I order fast food? Rarely. I mean, I will, but it's a treat. Do I write GWA scripts? Yes, I do. I've just written one for Snaky Smut. Because she's awesome. And do I film GWA scripts? Yes, I do. Happily. And if anyone has a script they would like me to write, talk to me about it. And if they've got a script that they would like me to fill, talk to me about it. The only ones I won't do are female for female and anything involving extreme age play. But we'll get to that. Do I record non-sexual audios? Yeah, I would, given the prompt or the opportunity. So, you know, if you've got something non-sexual that you'd like to hear me do, please let me know. Drop me a PM. Leave me a comment. Do you like sushi? Yes, please. It's delicious. Do I like spicy food? I'm British. Yes, we do. Please God, anything with a bit of flavour to it. I'm developing my tolerance for spice. I'm not a typical Brit in that I don't eat chilies for the macho of it. Or just seek out incredibly spicy food to prove that I'm a man. But spicy food is delicious. Mexican food is great. Indian food is awesome. And West African food is delicious. So, do I like rom-coms? No, I don't. I like one rom-com, which I think is called The Holiday, and it's Cameron Diaz, Kate Winslet, Jack Black, Jude Law, doing a house swap thing, America to Britain. It's a great little film. I will tolerate the Bridget Jones movies, but that's only tolerating them. And if I don't have to watch them, I'm not gonna. And no one can make me anymore. Do I like horror? Yes, I do. I'm picky about horror films, though. There is a lot of trash in the horror genre, and I embrace some of that wholeheartedly, and some of it I reject out of hand. Do I like thrillers? Yeah, kinda. Yes, I do, but again, it depends on the movie. I guess that's true for all films, really. Do I like comedies? I am a comedy nerd, but I am also enormously picky about them. Hollywood, pick your game up. You're wasting a lot of comedic talent with trash movies that are simply not funny and very obvious. Learn from Edgar Wright, who is an awesome director and does comedy better than anyone else. That's just a bit of a personal preference. Yeah, I mean, we could do with a better class of comedy all round. Okay, go watch Stan and Ollie. It's an awesome film and very funny. Let's see, where am I? Classical music. Yes, love it. Not exclusively, I'm a metalhead by nature. But sometimes you just, to work to relax to just chill out to. Classical music is very beautiful. 60s and 70s music. Yeah. 80s music. Absolutely, that is kind of my era. New Romantic movement. Very fun. Did you get that in the States? I don't know. We did. It's the root of goth and the root of new romantic and the root and the decade of the new wave of British heavy metal, which is, you know, essentially it's Iron Maiden and bands adjacent to them. And Maiden are my favourite band. You didn't need to know that. You wasn't asked, but I'm telling you anyway. 90s music. Yeah, come on, it's good. There's a bunch of really classic sounds that came out in the 90s that it would just be a shame to discard or ignore. So, have I ever committed a crime? Interesting question. Let me answer it this wise. I have never been arrested for or prosecuted successfully for committing a crime. There you go. That's all the answer you need. Have I ever taken drugs? Medically prescribed drugs? Absolutely. Other than that, I refer the honourable member to my previous answer. Have I ever had a long-distance relationship? Yes, I have. Yeah. And some might say that I'm actually better at a distance. Have I ever cheated on someone? No. No, I haven't. I don't like the whole idea. In fact, I was someone's cheat. I was single. They weren't. When I found out, the relationship ended. Because that's not okay. Don't do that to people. If you really don't want to be with the person you're with and you want to be with someone else, just end the relationship. Agree to part friends. Do yourself and the other person a huge favour. Oh, I'm moralising. I'll stop. Have I had a one-night stand? I've had a couple. They don't work for me at all. Don't like them. Have I been in a fight? Yes. More than once. Once or twice recreationally, but we don't talk about Fight Club. Have I been in a protest? Yes. When I was a student, because it was a cheap way to get into London. In fact, it was free. But there was an altercation with the Metropolitan Police who broke up a protest that we were in that got a little rowdy. And that was a deeply unpleasant experience that I never want to replicate. Because the Metropolitan Police are hard as nails. So, have I been in a helicopter? No, I don't really trust them. Physics says that when they start up, they should actually screw themselves into the ground and not take to the air. So I'm not entirely sure how they work. They look amazing. I'd actually love a helicopter flight. But yeah, there is that level of distrust there that I simply don't have for aircraft. Because, you know, it's fine to just sort of run at the world at like 400 miles an hour and launch yourself into the air using a poorly understood engineering and physics principle called aerodynamics. Well, it's not poorly understood at all, but nobody's quite sure how it works, and I just love that idea. Have I tried an extreme or adrenaline sport? I don't know. I used to be very into full contact steel weapons combat of a medieval nature. Does that count? Because I've done that. Knight in shining armor stuff. Big fun. That's what I've done. Have you been to Africa? No, I have not felt the rains down, or blessed the rains down in Africa. I am going to take a little time to do the things we never have. Have I been to the Caribbean? No, love to go. Oceania, Australia, New Zealand, and the Polynesia a bit. Not been there, again, want to, on the bucket list. North America, live there. Great place. Want to go to Canada? Lived in America. The United States of America, rather. And I consider that my second home. I would go back like a shot. Absolutely would. Because screw the politics, the people are fantastic. And they are fantastic everywhere you go, Americans. I salute you. South America? No, Central America next. Haven't been? Want to go? South America? Ditto. Asia? Also ditto. Have I been to Western Europe? Yes. Loved Germany. Been over France. Enjoyed Sweden. I have ancestors in Norway. I'd love to go there and track the family down. Eastern Europe I've been to, Serbia, Croatia, Bosnia, and places nearby. And have I been to a polar region? No, but I think I would love to go before they melt. So that would be fun. It's not very likely I will, but it would be cool. Or lukewarm, actually, given how temperatures are rising across the world. In real life, do you consider yourself to be one, approachable? I consider myself to be approachable. I am a friendly, fluffy bunny of a human being, but people look at me and go, because I'm kind of scary looking. It's the enormous bat wings and the tail and the pitchfork that do it. Am I tolerant of other opinions? Depends on your opinion. If you're a flat earther, an anti-vaxxer, or if you deny the fact that we went to the moon in 1969, I will defenestrate you. Without, you know, I'm not listening to your opinion. You're an idiot. Sorry, there you go. Other opinions, I don't know if you've got backing for them, if you can defend them, if you can show me that you've actually thought about them and you're not just having that opinion because it's trendy or because you read it on Facebook somewhere and it kind of makes you feel good. No, I'm not going to be tolerant of those. The thing is, right, if you tolerate all opinions, you end up implicitly supporting things like fascism and sexism and racism and the various phobias. And you know, I'm not I'm to these things. So no, I'm not tolerant of all other opinions, but informed opinions that you can defend in a reasonable debate or, you know, question and answer thing. Yeah, sure. Knock yourself out. Do you consider yourself to be helpful? Yeah, I have been professionally helpful. And I try. I do. I try my best. And, you know, you can't fix everything, but I do what I can. Am I fashionable? No, I am not fashionable myself. There are reasons for that, but I am fashion adjacent, and I am the cause of fashion in others. I have an inner dress designer, and I'm fairly good at it for a straight white guy. I don't know. It's a thing that I'm interested in. Let's put it like that. Yeah, that's good. Am I good at grammar? Yes, professionally so. I have been an English teacher, and therefore I am professionally good at grammar. I am a grammar Nazi, and I have read a lot of posts on GWA and GWA Backstage and physically restrained myself from screaming because of what some of you do to apostrophes, commas, and other punctuation marks. What did they do to you? It's what I want to know. Actually, I'm just teasing. Most of you are excellent. Am I able to take criticism? Yes, I am. And if you can give it some foundation, because if you come to me with the wishy-washy, oh, I don't like that, oh, it makes me feel like this, or I don't feel like I like that. Well, okay, all right, fine. Give me something concrete to work with. If you're going to criticize me, give me an opportunity to improve, will you? Because if you can't do that, I don't want to listen, and I won't. But if you've got something legitimately constructive to say, or at least something helpful to say, absolutely, because I just want to get better and better at what I do in every arena that I'm involved in. Also, I'm a writer, so, you know, taking criticism is part of that process. It's important. And I'm a teacher, and being graded and being critiqued on your work and your approach and your style is really important. And you have to be a reflective practitioner of teaching. So I look at what I do all the time. I always put what I do under a microscope and examine it for how ways I can do it better. So an outsider's perspective is always helpful, as long as you know what you're talking about. If you're just going to, like I said, if you're just going to rock up and go, blah, I'm not going to listen. Am I sporty? No, I'm not. Am I jaded? A little. I've been alive for a while. It's hard not to be. Am I worldly? Yes, I live in the world. It's a nice place. I really like it here. I certainly don't imagine that there are better ones, you know, just around the corner. But I would love to see what's over at Proxima Centauri. I really would. I don't know that there's an exoplanet there. I need to do the research, but that would be fun. Am I reaching my potential? No, because I'm a human being and our potential is limitless. My personal potential is limited because I'm an imperfect human being. But you know what? I know why I'm not reaching my potential, and I am chipping away at those circumstances. Well, dripping away at them like water on a stone, and I will win eventually. Are you into affection? Yes. Yes, I am. I'm a fairly affectionate person. Very specifically, I tend to direct my affection to a limited number of people. So, you know, and they know who they are, and I know how to be affectionate towards them. Am I into anal? Well, I wasn't, but I am now, because my partner is in possession of a very lovely ass, and it would be a shame not to, frankly. So she convinced me. Am I into domination? Yes, I am. I do that to other people who ask nicely, or in some cases beg properly because I'm not at home to second best. Humiliation. Personally, I do not like to be humiliated. I am British. We don't take to it well. It just keeps happening, though. I mean, you know, if you've got an international football team like ours, geez, it's a regular thing. Personally, being humiliated, no. But if somebody wants to be humiliated by me, absolutely. Because always there for whatever makes my partner happy. Am I into incest fantasy or roleplay? No, it's not really come up. I can see how it might be fun. There is that transgressive element of, no, we really shouldn't, we mustn't, we can't. And that's always a giggle. So, yeah, I could be. But am I into impregnation fantasy? Yes. That scratches a really primal itch in me. I don't want children. I'd be an appalling father. Yeah, I can see the fantasy there. And, yes, I've entertained that a number of times. Consent and non-consent. I am very into consent. Consent makes things sexy. Non-consent, under consenting circumstances, abso-freaking-lutely. Again, if that's what my partner wants and it makes them happy, you betcha. Age play. To a point. I don't mind there being an age gap. Quite a substantial one sometimes. That's fine. If my partner knows what they want and I happen to be it and they happen to be younger than me, that's good. There is a lower limit, though. I have like a hard deck for age, and it is, you know, it's going to be sort of I want my partners to be in their 20s, essentially. I want them to be like a fully formed adult, not just a late teenager. That's a little creepy. And there is a power dynamic there which I'm not comfortable with entirely. It's always open to negotiation, of course. Race play. Race play is really not a thing for me. I am genuinely not interested in the colour of your skin as a thing. So not a sex thing, anyway. No, doesn't do anything for me. Can get a bit intense and a bit weird. So I avoid that sort of thing. Group sex, under some fairly specific circumstances, yeah. I mean, I'm not big on sharing. That's the thing. My partner is my focus, and if there are other people who are going to be involved, I'm either going to want them gone or they're going to get left out because I know where my attention is. And I don't see that as being fun for anyone else involved. So maybe, I mean, you know, I wouldn't say no out of hand. But there would need to be quite a bit of communication around it before I agreed to anything. And so, yeah, I mean, I would in the right circumstances. Okay, that was fun. I hope that made some sense and that it wasn't too awfully boring. I've ranted a bit. But it's that kind of day and I'm knocking back the tea like there's no tomorrow. So there's a fair bit of that going on. I'm going to stop rambling and babbling now. Thank you for listening. If indeed you still are, I hope you have an amazing day. Bye-bye.